Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, one second here. I think my Bluetooth is messing up.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, I was calling because I forgot how I got you guys in there for my payments. Okay, and I need to see if it needs to be updated or not.
All right, I'll be glad to look into that. Could you verify the name and address, please?
Yeah, Christopher Lutz, LUTZ. Address is 738 Brookshire Drive, Ellsbury, Missouri, 63343.
All right. Thank you so much for verifying that. I have your Ghostbusters Ecto-1 subscription.
Yes.
And we currently have a PayPal card that's attached to this subscription.
Okay. It needs to be updated somehow. How do I go about doing that?
I'll take care of that for you today.
I mean, I went from one PayPal to another, so information change will probably just do you good.
Oh, yes. No, I can't do the PayPal. That's okay. If you're changing it to another one, yes, sir, you would have to do that.
Yeah, it's actually, I took myself off my wife's PayPal and created the same PayPal, which has the same email address and the same card number on it. And it should have the same phone number on it. It's just, I don't know how I updated it in the system for you guys.
You would just go through PayPal. I think it's steps you go through PayPal because we can't update it to another PayPal. The only thing I could do if it was going to be like to a debit card or, you know, your credit card.
Okay. Let me see here. Well, let me see what happens here.
Okay.
The information you guys have for PayPal should be my email address and my card number, correct?
The only thing it shows us, sir, on the order as far as it says payment type US PayPal, and we have your email address is vader2448@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, when you guys go to process the next payment, if it doesn't go through, will you guys send me something saying, hey, you know, it didn't work?
And then, oh, yes, sir.
I'll change it at that point, I guess?
Yes, we'll actually, you'll receive an email if it's an issue. Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know any other way to update it, because I tried to go to the Eagle Moss website.
Yes, sir.
And I couldn't find a way to get in there. Like, I didn't have a profile or anything, so.
Okay.
I don't see how I can update my information.
I just know, is it a PayPal number? Like, is it a card number?
Yeah, well, I have a debit card linked to my PayPal.
Okay. No, because once I hit to update card information by it having that PayPal on there, it just automatically went away and was waiting on a card number. So.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter because it's going to come off my card anyways. The only reason why I had it going through PayPal because PayPal showed me when you guys, you know, authorized it.
Yes, sir.
So I got it because my bank doesn't do that for me when, you know, stuff like that goes through. So if you want, I can give you the card number right off the bat, and we'll just get and go that way.
Okay. I'm actually reaching out to a supervisor.
Okay. Sorry, my wife's PayPal got jacked up and got linked. My stuff was linked there, so I didn't want them, you know, ganking my stuff because
exactly.
You know.
I understand that. Okay, so I'm just waiting on a nice supervisor to look at my plea for help.
Help me, help me.
Yes, yes, help, help. They always, oh, that's Miss Sonya. Miss Sonya always have questions. Yeah, I need answers. I don't feel humanly right just telling you anything.
No, no, like, I get you.
Yeah, just to get you off the phone or.
No, no. I understand.
Okay.
That'd be easier if they let us use a profile for you guys' website, and then we can manage it that way.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like, why can't they do that? I never understood why customers couldn't do it.
I mean, as big as you guys are and, you know, advertising everywhere and stuff like that, and, you know, I mean, I know you got thousands and thousands of things going out, so it's not like, you know, you're no small company for that matter.
Exactly.
Know?
Okay, I can't believe no one's responding.
The cool thing is I modeled my truck kind of like after the car.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a white truck, so I got the Ghostbusters logos on the door. I'm using the red and yellow strip that's on the Ghostbusters 2 car, or the red and gold, the black and yellow stripe that's on the Ghostbusters 2 car. I'm going to incorporate that on the truck. And then I actually put on the, right above the tailgate, it says Ecto Rapid Response Unit. And that kind of slimy green looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
I got custom plates coming too, so. They're going to say Ecto 10. Can't get, you know, of course you can't use one or anything else because they're probably already taken.
Exactly.
But, you know, 10 at least is my birth date, so, you know.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy that.
Oh, that's fun. I get a blast. I drive by kids. They're either saying Ghostbusters or who you going to call. And I got a ton of flashing lights on my truck, so that kind of helps too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not the Ghostbuster lights because I can't have blue lights on my car. It's kind of illegal.
Oh, no. They wouldn't want you doing that.
So I got a whole bunch of white and yellow flashing lights.
Okay. And no one's responding. Okay. All right. So give me one moment here. It's 5790001. All right, so I'm going to get you over to a supervisor.
Okay,
so give me one moment to just type up what you're needing so you don't have to do the repeat thing.
Right.
Okay. All right, sir, I do apologize for that hold. I'm getting you over to a supervisor. Thank you so much for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great day.
Uh-huh, no problem.
You're right. I'm transferring you now.
Uh-huh.